Right, kibbut ave'em. The Gemara has been trying to figure out why we need aleha by yibum. Why do we need a pasuk of aleha? What's the havamina that you should be miyabim? So the Gemara says ale itzruch. So now we already figured out how to say decholai. So say we're trying to figure out how to say is decholai seishesh bekaris. So Gemara says itzruch sakta dechamina tisim kibbut ave'em. The Tanya Yochle Kibbut Ave'im Deche Shabbos. I would think Kibbut Ave'im should be Deche Shabbos. Tavad Loi Mi'ishi Mai Vavim Tiro V'Shab Sai Sai Tishmai Kulchem Chayavim Bekvaydi. Now we have a Gezeres HaKosah to tell you Kibbut Ave'im is not Deche Shabbos. My love. Do Amalei Shchait Li Basher Li. He said, Shech for me, cook for me. And I would say in Svara that he should be able to cook for him on Shabbos. The time of the Kosar Chaman Shev says, "Tishmayru alav hachi dachi." So the Gemara is saying that Shabbos is a lav sheish bekaris, and lulei agzeres hakosar. That means for the Svara chitzayna, I would have said, "I say is daich alas tishish bekaris." So this is the limud of the Gemara. Now, before we go into any of the pratiyistik alamdis in the sugya, there's a kolliyistik shaila, which I mentioned at the end of Shia yesterday, which I guess we'll deal with mostly next week after Purim. But the nidain is whether the mitzvah of kibbut ave'im is limited to what it says in the Gemara, feeding, giving to eat and to drink, helping him travel, things that have to do with the physical comfort of the parent. Is kibbut ave'im limited to that? Or is there an obligation, basheli, to cook for your father? This is a shaila which, as I mentioned, is going to be totally b'machlekes. So there are two ways to understand kibbut ave'im, apparently. One way to understand is that it's limited to being mahanehim, and the other is that it includes obeying your father or mother. Obeying him, he said vasheli, he said shchaitli, so you have to obey what he tells you. Now this machlaikis is going to be, it's quite complicated, because if your father says put on a coat, and it's 50, 60 degrees outside, but older people tend to be cold, younger people tend to be warm. So your father says put on a coat, you're obligated to go to yeshiva in a coat. The minig is to listen to what he says. No. The minig is, I think, to ignore it. To ignore it, you say something nice, but the minig is not to be makbid. Or a parent says, finish eating supper, or eat the vegetables. You don't want to eat vegetables, you'd rather eat candy. So, is there a chiyuv to listen? L'chayr, that depends on how we're going to learn this Gemara. If we learn basheli is an obligation, why do I have to cook for my father? I have to have cooked food for him. I have to cook for him. Or shchaitli, I have to shecht for him, I'll get a piece of meat. I have to davka shecht for him. So there are two ways to understand the Gemara. We're going to try to understand both ways, because the Gemara should stimulate everybody. So one way to understand the Gemara is basheli shchaitli is a chiyuv kibbut ave'im, which is the easier way to learn the Gemara. It's certainly posh pshat in the Gemara is that I would have havamin as deicha Shabbos, mustam it's a mitzvah. The other way you have to learn is that it's a hechsher mitzvah, that basheli you're not mechuyev to cook for him. But the Gemara means if you don't have cooked food, then you're going to have to cook in order to give him cooked food. It's a hechsher mitzvah. Now that's a chiddush atzum. The havamina was that a hechsher mitzvah is daicha Shabbos and asei sheish bekaris. A hechsher mitzvah is daicha and asei sheish bekaris. We're going to have to go with the same mahalach that the ascholas ha-mitzvah, like the Ran said, is also of an asei, is also daicha lois asei. That's a very big chiddush. So we're going to try to learn the Gemara both ways, and what's la halacha l'vayis, we'll wait till Tuesday. In the meantime, we're learning the Gemara. So two ways to learn the Gemara. Either basheli is the kiyama mitzvah, or Basheli is a Heksher of the mitzvah. Either way, Tosis uses the Lashon Heksher mitzvah. We'll see the Gemara's Lashon of Heksher mitzvah later. Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Gein HaShas sends us to Ketzuvah Staf Mem. Tosis Yishonim in Ketzuvah Staf Mem Issachash. Gemara in Ketzuvah says the following. If a man is Ma'anis a Besula, he has a mitzvah, he has a knas of Chamishim Shekel, and he has a mitzvah sasei of Eloisi Elisha, that he has a mitzvah sasei to be married to her. So that he has an obligation, the Torah obligates him, your man is a woman, if she wants to be married to you, you're obligated to stay to be married to her. The Gemara, the Mishnah says in Ksubis, what happens if a man is ma'anis a mamzeres? Or a kohen is ma'anis a grusha? Someone is ma'anis somebody that's an isra'lav. So l'chayru, we should say, asay doch alaysa say. You have a mitzvah asay of alaysi alaysha. There's an isra'lisa say of marrying a mamzeres. Asay doch alaysa say. Chayru, you should marry, you should be obligated to marry the mamzeres. What do you say? Say to Chalai, say, you should have a say to marry the Mamzeres.
But it's in her will, right? It's dependent on her will. If she's not a woman, so.
The Gemara says that. The Gemara says, since if she says, Loi Ba'ina, you don't have to be married to her, that I say is not the Chalai, say. So explain the Terence. What does it mean? Since if she says, therefore what? But the Maisa, she didn't say, I don't want. The Gemara says, if she says, I don't want, there's no assay. So therefore, it's not the Echol Aseh. But Lamai says, she didn't say, I don't want. What does the Gemara mean? We force her to say, Lai Be'ina. We force her to say, Lai Be'ina. Could be.
She,
Pashtus, doesn't have the assay, because she can say, Lai Be'ina. He's saying like Eliyahu was saying, L'chayr, that makes sense. That if she says I don't want, means she's supposed to say I don't want. It's takawad mahalach, and we'll see in a second the Rishayim. There's another mahalach at the end of Gemara, which the Ktzais and Simi Tzadik Zayin Sukkot Na'alav says, and we'll see in a minute Tzais Yishonim in his first shot holds that a mitzvah, which if you could, if someone says I don't want, you don't have to do. Is a mitzvah kala. It's not a mitzvah chamura. It's a lighter mitzvah. A mitzvah, a normal mitzvah, is a mitzvah you have to do, period. You must shake lulav, you must blow shofar, you must, etc. A mitzvah which a human being could say, forget it, and it's ice, that's called a mitzvah kala. Tzitzis, says Chapel Kinnah Kala Mitzvahs. Tzitzis, well, once you're wearing dollar kafas, you can't get out of it. Take off the dollar kafas. I don't know, but the Gemara says if someone says Lai Be'ina, so the pshat is it's a mitzvah kala. So the kasha is in Cain, by kibbut ave'im also. This is Tosfos Yerushalmi's kasha. By kibbut ave'im also, he could say Lai Be'ina. Say I don't want to eat the meat. I don't want. I'm not interested. He could say Lai Be'ina. He says Lai Be'ina, then it's ice mitzvah. So why is our Gemara saying Uglun Asay Dechalasi Shish Bikaris from the fact that Mikradin, if someone said Bimachal Shabbos to someone Bimachal Shabbos for the father, Lulay Exer Sakasuv, but this is not a regular Asay Dechalasi Shish, this is an Asay that you could say Loi Bina and then there's Ice Mitzvah. That's the Tzai Shishan's Kash. Okay? Now this Kash is only Shver. If you learn Loi Be'ina, like the Tzais. If you learn Loi Be'ina means we force her to say Loi Be'ina because it's an Aveira for her, then there's nothing to a chance. Right? This goes. So the truth is that Yishonim says two teretzim. His second teretz, he says what you were saying, that it's an Aveira for her, therefore we force her to say Loi Be'ina. in Ksubis. An Agamara, it's not an Avera for the father, so we don't force him to say Labim. That's the easy test. That over there, you're asking that in Ksubis, if you say Labim, I ain't say the Chalaisa say, since you could say Labim. So over here also, Teretz is over there, we force it hard to say Labim. Here, we don't force anybody. So Mela, the Teishram's cash, Teishram says his cash is not sure, but that's one Teretz. The other Teretz, he says the following, which needs a hesper, very bekitzer. Listen carefully to the words. B'yeshleimah, again, what was the kasha? Then why is the assay of Kibbut HaVeim Deich HaShabbos, Lulei Exeris HaKosov? We're saying the say of Kibbut HaVeim would be Deich HaShabbos, I, the father, could say Lo Yibina. So therefore, if the father could say Lo Yibina, it shouldn't be a, it shouldn't be Deich HaLaisa say. So this is Teretz, Yeshleimah, Dehosam Mekomakim, Miyak Shetziva Av, Hava Asay Lasseis Mitzvasai. Whole Teretz. Hosam, Hosam meaning Agamar. Miyad kishetziva av hava asay lasay mitzvah asay. Right when the father says, it's an asay to do his mitzvah. That's an answer to Kasha. Kasha is the father could say loy b'ina. Teretz says, miyad kishetziva av hava asay lasay mitzvah asay. It's cryptic, it's not clear.
It's loy b'ina anymore. It's not,
it
depends on the
father's will. Right. So the kasha was, the father says, Lo be'ina, there's no mitzvah, so we see it's a mitzvah kala. So it's a teretz. But still, it's a mitzvah kala because he could have said, Lo be'ina. You could still say Lo be'ina. So I'm not sure how to understand this. Let's say your father wants a drink. He says, give me a drink. And you say, so he's thirsty. And then he says, you know what, forget it. I don't want to bother you. I'll forget it. I'd rather you learn. If you give your father the drink, is it still Kibbut HaVeim? Huh? He says, Lo be'ina. Is it still Kibbut HaVeim? I would think that it is, no? Kibbut HaVeim is to give him to eat. What does that have to do with him asking you? It's nothing to do with him asking you. If he's asking you, you don't know. Let's say you know he's hungry. Isn't it the same mitzvah? It's a bigger mitzvah to give him to eat if he asks than if he doesn't ask. No? Kibbut HaVeim, I would think, is a mitzvah no matter what, even if he says Loi Ba'ina. You understand? He says Loi Ba'ina, but he's really hungry. If your father's not hungry, no mitzvah to give him to eat. No mitzvah to bring him food he doesn't like. Am I right? If
you bring him food he doesn't like, you have a kind of mitzvah. You know he's hungry.
No, he's hungry. You bring food he doesn't like, so you have a kind of mitzvah. The kindness, you bring him food. No mitzvah. No? It has to be machilei, you mishamish him.
Perceive his needs so, less than it within the
air. What?
If you perceive his need before he needs it. It
should be more, maybe.
Yeah.
Not less. So you agree. The mitzvah kibbut HaVeim should have nothing to do with whether he asked for it. So maybe that's Chan Tesis Yishanim. What was the kasha? That there's no kibbut HaVeim, the father says Lo be'ina, then there's no mitzvah. So he said no. So as the father was mitzava, I don't know if he means dafka mitzava, means as far as soon as it's clear to you the father wants it, it's a mitzvah to do it. What? It's a bigger obligation if he's mitzava you. Mitzava you, it's a big obligation. But the mitzvah is even if he says laibina. So I think that would be the pshat, maybe, the Taisa Shalom's Teretz. The Rebbe Baruch Ber in Simin Gimel, the last paragraph, explains this teretz. Rebbe Baruch Ber is unsure as here, but I think that's what he's saying. That's a mitzvah to give him to eat anyway. It's a mitzvah to give him to eat, whether he says, but you know, he said, Lo be'ina. If you know that he's hungry, then it's always a mitzvah to give him tea.
It's always on the sun.
It's always right.
Because
it's still there. Right.
So that's even though it's over, even for that, seems that the Baal told him to do. But the sun still has the Yisur.
So still has the mitzvah, the mitzvah. So I think that would be good shot. So mainly the father can't say lo be'ina. There's no such thing. The father could say lo be'ina because he is hungry. Right? So that's a mahalach. So kibud av eim is even if he says, so if he says I don't want to bother you, so mistami you do it anyway. No? He says I don't want to bother you. Don't bother. It's a chiyuv. It's not a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv. Your father's hungry, it's a chiyuv whether he asks you or not. Some the chiyuv is the same. No? He says, don't do it, I don't want you to bother. So, I don't know. Usually if you do it, they're happy anyway. So, so then, that'll be the pshat. Now, that pshat fits with the pshatim in our Gemara. We're learning our Gemara, either that he said, Basheli, and the mitzvah is to listen to what he said, to obey him. Basheli, but then it makes sense. And if he says lo be'ina, it should change. Oh, get you confused. There are two ways to learn the Gemara. Either the mitzvah is to feed him, and Basheli would still can say chetimsa to feed him. Okay, so then if he says lo be'ina, you have the same exact mitzvah. If you learn the other way, that Basheli is a mitzvah because you're obligated to obey what he said. He said, cook me, I can get food somewhere else. But if he says Basheli then I, during the week, then I have to cook. I have to give him. So then, if he says Loi Beina, stomach don't have to cook for him. No, then his stomach does take off. No, he says Loi Beina, then it would take off the chi of Basheli, because he has no hand for my cooking for him. Chapter Mishagas, he wants I should cook for him. So if he says Loi Beina, I don't have to cook for him. I have to give him food to eat. So if this pshat fits better, if we understand that the pshat is a chiyuv to give him to eat, the chiyuv to give him to eat. Just the basheli of this gemara is the only way you can go about getting food. You don't have food, so mainly you have to cook. So we learn the gemara. So why are you cooking? Because that's the only way that you can get the food for him. So that I say is going to be decholosis. Am I being clear? This teretz of Tos Yishana fits better if the word of this Gemara is not obeying him, but feeding him. If it's feeding him, there's a mitzvah that he says that he doesn't say. If the mitzvah is obeying him, you obey him, he says, put on a coat. So if you get him to change his mind, he says, okay, then you don't have to put on your coat. It's not the same, the mitzvah to obey your father, as the mitzvah to be mahana your father. The mitzvah to be mahana him, even if he says loy be'ina, you still have a kiyum mitzvah to be ma'anim. The mitzvah to obey him only applies if he's mitzaviyum. If he takes off his tzava, then there's no mitzvah to listen to his tzava. I think. So the Tzitzis Shana fits better if we're going to go with this mahalach that. That the Gemara is talking about being Mahanahim. Now, Agav, the Ketzais is very funny in Tzadik Zayin Aleph. Very interesting Ketzais. He asks, he brings a Tshuvas HaRashba. Why don't we make a bracha on Kibbut Aveim? Or, I mean, the Rashba is really going on all Bein Olam HaChaverim Mitzvahs. On Tzedakah, on, he mentions Halva, lending money. Being made a hanukkah to an eved, or kibbut aveim, we don't make a bracha. Why don't we make a bracha on kibbut aveim? What? So the Rashba says because it's totally in das acherim. What does that mean? It's totally in das acherim. Therefore, what? So this is the way most people understand the Rashba. They're totally in das acherim. I'm going to make a bracha, and then when I do it, he may say, I don't want. If he says, I don't want, it was a bracha levatal. That's the way most understand this Rashba. It's a bit of a problem, because when we get married, we say a bracha. And it's also told that that's a chayr, if she won't take the ring, you know, for a fact. So if your father says, give me to eat, you also know he'll say yes. Also, aniyim come around, they very rarely refuse. The only time they ever refuse if it's not enough money. Yeah, but so you can make a bracha, you know, it's enough money, why can't I make a bracha? Huh? I'll tell you the way that the Ktzais understands this Rashba is that any mitzvah which is totally b'das acherim is a kula dika mitzvah, it's a mitzvah kal. It's not a strong obligation on you, a person could take it off of you. We don't make a bracha on a mitzvah kal, mitzvah kala, and a lighter mitzvah, even though we make on drabanans, I don't know. But the Ktzais understands pshat in the Rashba that anything which a person says could take off the mitzvah from you, it's a mitzvah kala. So such a mitzvah you don't make a bracha on. And that's Pshat Tais Yishanim, the way Tais Yishanim learned the Gemara there, in Ksuba Staf Mem, if you say Loi Be'ina, that say is not Techa Lois to say, because that say that someone could say Loi Be'ina, it's a mitzvah kala. So, okay. Is also totally, I mean, I'm not answering. If you learn this way, then it's a kala, so you don't make a bracha. It's also totally v'das acherim. It doesn't really answer the kasha from chasna. But the easiest way out by chasna is the shita sarash, that the bracha is only a bracha shvach, rosh and subasar. Okay, al kaponim, the practic tzais, the kibbut ave'ein is not a mitzvah kala. We don't make a bracha on the kibbut ave'ein. It's not a mitzvah kala, the haraya. Tosfos here in Yevamis, on the Tosfos that goes time and it goes up to the next Ovid, Tosfos says that it's a mitzvah chamura, can even be daich haseh v'lois haseh. Where it has Bav Metzia Daf Lamed Beis on the second Bav Metzia Daf Lamed Beis, there are two of them. It says, "Asay the kibud litchi loisa say vasay haynu mishum da adif dukesh kvaid on the kvaid hamakim." Kibud Ave'im is more chamor; it's a mitzvah chamura because it's dukesh kvaid on the kvaid hamakim. So, practic tzais, kibud Ave'im is a mitzvah chamura. Why don't you make a bracha? The Rashba says, "Because it's toli b'das acherim." Which Ktzais understands to mean as a mitzvah kala. How we think we keep it as a mitzvah chamura. And for the Rashba, listen to the Rashba. He says, kibbut ave'im is a mitzvah chamura in the Havamina of the Gemara. When it's Daicha Shabbos. Kozman, we thought, this says before the Xeris HaKosov, when we would have said that kibbut ave'im is Daicha Shabbos, then it's a mitzvah chamura. But in the Maskana, there's not Daicha Shabbos, then it's Taka Mitzvah Kala. That's what the Ktzai says. Very hard to understand the Ktzai. The Maskana of the Gemara is that Kibbut Ave'im is Mitzvah Kala. In many places it says that it's Chomer Shebechamura, it's to Yerushalmi. Kibbut Ave'im is Chomer Shebechamura, it's very hard to be out to Kibbut Ave'im. But that's what the Ktzai says. Lefi Maskana Sagamar, it's Taka Adam, it's a Chamur. Tosfos is going, Lefi the Havamina, it's Daicha Shabbos. Okay, there's a kasha on this Gemara that's asked by many. The Hagos Maimini, Hilchas Mamrim, and Pnei Yeshua and Kiddush Naf Lamed Beis, some Sefer Netshuva, Rabbi Kiva Eger, Bava Metzia Daf Lamed, but it's printed also in the Chiddush Rabbi Kiva Eger here in our sugya. So we have, and also Shittum Kubetzas in Bava Metzia. So you have five Gedalei Olam: the Agos Maimini, Shittum Kubetzas, Rabbi Kiva Eger, Nachsam Seifer, and Pnei Yeshua. all ask the following kashrut. What's the hava mina? Kibirava aim is the Shabbos. Or in Kedushin it's going on, the hava mina is that it's Deicha Tumas Kayanim. Right, the Gemara brings Yachal Amalai Aviv Hitame. Oshamalai Atasa Yachal Ishmalai. Faz says go to a Kayan, be Mitame. Or an Agamar. The Gemara's Faz says to the Kayan, go be Michal Shabbos. Yachal Ishmalai. So they ask, if the father tells his son, be Michal Shabbos, the father's a Rasha. A Rasha tells his son, Michal Shabbos. And they neman that if the father's a Rasha, there's no kibbut avayim. Ve'enay oisa maisa amcha, there's no mitzvah kibbut avayim. Which is not so pashit, but you have all these people saying it, must be. That if the father's a Rasha, there's no mitzvah kibbut avayim. So if the father says, Michal Shabbos, what's the avamina? Kibbut avayim is Deicha Shabbos. What's the avamina? What? They're saying it even here. The Asteris in Shas, if it applies by Eneis and Meisa Amcha, it's Gemara Eneis and Neshech, rather, which says, Gemara says that if the father took ribis and died, so the child, if it's a davar nikar, it's a bzayin for the father, the child has to return it. So Gemara asked, is Eneis and Meisa Amcha? Gemara says he did shuv, he just didn't get around to returning. So there's at least one Gemara that says such a thing. That So they ask, he's Einayse Maisa Amcha. Why is Kibbut Avayim? So maybe I have a Svara Teret. There's a nice Teret in Svara.
What can you say the father really doesn't have bad intentions? He tries to find a way to get ahead of the children's house. He knows.
Okay, that's this teretz that you're saying. I'll say it the way they phrase it. Three of them say this teretz. Kivegan, some cipher, and the Shita say, if Kibbut Avayim is Deicha Shabbos, then the father tells you cook for me on Shabbos. There's no Aveira happening. If Kibbut Avayim is Deicha Shabbos, then when the father says, cook for me on Shabbos, he's telling the son, listen, there's a din. I say Deicha Lo'isa say. Kibbut Avayim is Deicha Shabbos. So do me a favor, cook for me on Shabbos. You're not going to be Aver and Aver anyway. Yeah. How do you like that, Teretz? It's a chat. Pasur Kivegata. Huh? If there would be a mitzvah to cook on Shabbos, If I say Deicha Lo'isa say Kibbut Avayim is Deicha Shabbos, then he's doing it beheter. The father's telling him cook on Shabbos, and he's allowed to do it.
But the father is a Russia, telling him to do something, cook on Shabbos. The father himself is a
Russia. Why? The father's telling the son, look, there's a din, that if the father tells you, you're allowed to do it.
Right.
Why? He's making an Aveira happen? Attention, what you're saying, Rav Steinman asks. I didn't understand it in Ganson. I tell you, Rav Steinman asks. Rav Steinman says, if you go over to somebody on Shabbos, you tell him, if you don't cook on Shabbos, I'll kill you. You go to somebody, you tell him, you take out a knife. I can take a gun is mukta. Take out a knife. You say, either cook on Shabbos or I'll kill you. So what's the din? He's supposed to cook on Shabbos. So he cooks. So Steinman says, was he over in Aveira? No. He's supposed to cook. He'll get killed. So what about the one who said, I'll kill you if you don't cook? Did he do anything wrong? So Steinman says, this me. So you can say he didn't do anything wrong. What did he do? He said, I'll kill you. He gave him an opportunity to chayba him, to chayba mitzvah chayba. So Shtaymer says, ridiculous. He forced him to be Michal Shabbos.
Why is it not
Amira?
to mean like Amir La'akov, it's Amir Yisrael. I think he means on a deraisadika level. A deraisadika level, you're right. He's no worse than Amir. But he means saying that, oh, maybe even Amir it's not. If what he did is he's allowed to do it, so maybe it's not Amir either. I told him to do something. Gradi after Lachmashi, you're allowed to tell. If you're a Kabbalah Shabbos, he's not, you're allowed to tell. What? It's the halacha muskemes. If you lied and he didn't lie, you're allowed to tell him to do malacha for you, another yid. But anyway, here it doesn't take away from what you're asking. Over here, I'm causing malacha to happen. If I'm your lachem is causing it. So as if I don't say not Shabbos, I tell him eat a piece of chaz or I'll kill you. The old joke about the business people went out, took out a from yid to the restaurant and said, if you can't eat, he says, no way you can eat. Can only eat if we get killed. I say, fine, take out a gun. They say, okay, now you can eat. Yeah, you're allowed to tell somebody. It's halacha pesuka. Not only that, if you make early Shabbos, Amir Lakam is mutter. It says in the Paiskim that it would be a chuch of a tlula that a yid you're allowed to tell do malacha, and the guy you're not allowed to tell. Since it'd be a chuch of a tlula, they weren't guys are Amir Lakam. Calls a man, you're allowed to do Amir Yisrael. I don't know, based on halacha, it says a cut is different than a cut. Whatever the cut was, the cut. If the halacha is he goes with you, then you can't do malacha. It's awesome. Ramai says a chiddush, you know, that if you're in Kabbalah Shabbos as a chumrah, then the child goes with you. The family goes with you. If you're in Kabbalah just for convenience reasons, then he doesn't go with you. We'll be holding. Again, the kasha was that he's a rasha. What's the Havah Minhag Leil Listening Michal Shabbos? The teretz that these three answer is that if he's allowed to do it, he's allowed to do it. So Rav Steinman asked this kasha. Rather, Rav Steinman has two kashas. He asked this kasha that he's still a rasha for telling him. He asked another kasha. He brings really a raya. It's a Tshuvas HaRosh, which is also brought Shulchan Aruch. Tshuvas HaRosh says, if the father tells a son, don't talk to Pliny and don't be Michael. Father wants that there should be friction. So he has to rush, do you have to listen to your father? Your father said, don't talk to him. Not don't talk to him because he's a big influence on you. He's angry at him. He wants you to hate him. So don't talk to him, don't be Michael, and stay away from him. So does the son have to listen? So the Rosh answers that I'm a chayiv to listen. And one of his reasons is because the father's a Rasha. The father's a Rasha. He's telling you not to learn. And he's telling you, don't talk to him. So Rosh Steinman says, if the din would be that you listen to him, then the father's not a Rasha. No. Father says not to listen to the mother. It's interesting. Normally the case of Shulchan Aruch is the father says Ashkeni, the mother says Ashkeni, so the father is before the mother because she's Mechayev B'Kvayda. But if the father says don't listen to the mother, he's telling you to do an Aveira. So the Chayra shouldn't apply, unless it has to do with the father's own covet somehow. Maybe. But it's damn the father says don't listen to the mother.
But when the father told the son to come on Shabbos,
right. So the father, if someone says to someone, "Be mechal Shabbos or I'll kill you," he's also mekayim. Mechay b'hem is also mitzvah. But still, the one who made the chil Shabbos happen is considered a rasha. Now there you could argue maybe the tzutcha. It's a question of God after the tzutcha. The tzutcha wouldn't be a good raya. It's not pasha there. Those are tiny hutra. Mishnah Berurah says tzutcha on Shabbos, and there are many who say that it's not so. Machon and Kovet Torah says a piece. Then it's hutra. So if it's hutra, then it's a good kasha. Then on Shabbos it's hutra, so keep it out of it. So it's a good kasha. Rosh Hashanah's kasha is a good kasha. So we need another teretz on there. If you don't like these terutzim, you need another teretz. The Pnei Yeshua says a different teretz. He just avoids the whole thing. He says a person is not a Rasha because he has a taiva to Bechal Shabbos. Bechal Shabbos lahachis, that's a Rasha. Somebody who does an Aveira because he has a taiva to do an Aveira, he's hungry, he does an Aveira, so he did an Aveira. But everyone who does an Aveira, so it becomes a Rasha. He knows him, I say Amcha. He says one time a person, Bechal Shabbos, because of his taivis, doesn't he? We don't call him a Rasha because of that. He was over in Aveira, the same thing. It's a right if you do an Avera once that he is a Rasha. Now who's Mechuyev to Bechavet his father? Every human being, only four people since Bria Salem didn't do a single Avera. Maybe a Sakaris is different. Shav is also Sakaris. I don't know the gather. It can't be that every one person does one Avera. Then there'll be no Kibbut Avera Bechlau. The last teretz, the teretz that says in Hagos Maimini, is that you don't become a Rasha with Dibor, only with Maisa. Any Isa Maisa Amcha has to be a Maisa there. Dibor, even though the Dibor caused the Maisa, the father but Dibor said, Bimchal Shabbos, that doesn't make him a Isa Maisa Amcha. So Hagos Maimini says. What? Lava Vera is Abba Dibor. So he says, you don't become a Eneris Maisa Amcha, but an Aveira that goes with Dibur. Dibur is cheap. People talk easily. Okay. So these are at least the three Mahalchim. The Lashon HaGemara, Yishima Yav Tero, Shos Yishmar of Kulchem Chayav Bekvaidi. It's Mashma, that what? It's Mashma Kulchem Chayav Bekvaidi. Not Mechal because the father's Chayav Bekvaidi. You see, in the Maskana, there's a big difference. Quite a territory of Rikivang, some Sefer and Deshita, I would have thought you Mechal Shabbos because I would have thought I say is Dechal I say, and if the father says, you have a head to do it. La Maskana, that it says, Shab Say Tishmairu. Now, La Maskana, there's no I say Dechal I say, Bekibir Ave. What's the Maskana? If your father says, be Mechal Shabbos, why don't you listen to him? According to Rabbi Kivayeg and some Sefer Neshita, he's a Eneis HaMaisa Amcha. In the Hava Amina, we Kibbut Aveim is Daich HaShabbos, then he's not a Eneis HaMaisa Amcha. But in the Maskana, where Kibbut Aveim is not Daich HaShabbos, if your father says Bimachal Shabbos, then he is a Eneis HaMaisa Amcha. In Amchui Bechlau. Right? So the Maskana, that Yishem HaTev HaShem Sesei Tishmairu, after that, you're not mechuyev to listen to him because he's Eneis HaMaisa Amcha. Gemara says the reason is because Kulchem Chayav HaMekvaidi. Gemara doesn't say the reason because of Eneis HaMaisa Amcha. Okay. Pashtus all the time, because that's the Gemara. The Gemara is in Eizan Eshech that the father took money beribis. He took a chayfetz beribis and he died. It's a bizarre film. Everyone sees the chayfetz, they know. So it's Zaki Berabeim, you have to give it back. So Gemara says, I say Eneis HaMaisa Amcha. So he's dead already. He's still Eneis HaMaisa Amcha. So seems maybe only got to be that thing. No, Eneis HaMaisa Amcha should be for everything. Alright, so we touched on some of the inyanim, it's Hashem, I guess it'll be on Tuesday, we'll come back to it.